Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of drawing close, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the words that you give us that we know is life and it's relevant to the day, sufficient for the day for us to overcome in every way, Lord. And we thank you as this parable we see in this wonderful story here of the reality of your presence and your love is that any cares of this world that threaten and come against your people and against your word are opportunities to stay in the faith, to look to you, hear from you, and then receive your answers, Lord. Because I thank you, Father God, this is not just a daily thing. This is a reality, is that we've entered into the Sabbath rest, the time of refreshing in tune with you every day. So we thank you, Father God, that your words give us the light that keeps us in the light. And so thank you, Lord, for this encouragement this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 8, verse 22 to 25. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's get a boat and go across to the other side of the lake." So they set sail, and soon Jesus fell asleep. But a fierce wind arose and became a violent squall that threatened to swamp their boat. Alarmed, the disciples woke Jesus up and said, "Master, Master, we're sinking. Don't you care that we're going to drown?" And with great authority, Jesus rebuked the howling wind and surging waves, and instantly they became calm. Then Jesus said to them, "Why are you fearful? Have you lost your faith in me?" Shocked, they said with amazement to one another, "Who is this man who has authority over winds and waves that they obey him?"
Hallelujah. So yeah, you got a wonderful practical example of the realities when the Lord says something, he backs it up. And here he tells him, "You're going to go to the other side. You're not going to go under the water. You're not going to become fish food. You're going to live." And so it's so important to take note that all our days were written while there were yet none of them. And now that God has called us and we are in the kingdom, we need to know that the morning light, the morning love that he gives us is sufficient to see us through the day. And that's why we're drawing close like we are doing this morning. His mercies are new and they bless us, but we've got to hold on to them because we know the parable and the seed and the sower, that they're going to be tested. But that's a time the Lord is with you, the Lord is for you, and you thank him for his provision. And just like these disciples of old there in the storm, you see God take you through the storm. He's not there to break you. It's there to make you strong in the knowledge that your God has got you. He is for you and not against you. And he's just making you stronger. So that's our word this morning. You know, as sons of the Most High God, you have got a destiny. You've got a name. And a name is a story to fulfill. I've called you by name, his word says. And it's not just like Trevor or Peter. It's a story. It's a destiny that's written out for you. And that's what you've got to fulfill. We've been so blessed just to listen to many of the stories in the Bible there to encourage us. And one of them was about King Cyrus. And King Cyrus in that day was just a normal young man in a village. And then God took him and then he walked a beautiful road, overcoming Cush, overcoming Egypt, and setting God's people free to go build up Jerusalem again, all when he didn't know his God, but God knew him. And so his story is such an encouragement to us, guys, because Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So who are the kings and who are the masters? The sons of God. He says, you who are disciples are there to know the kingdom realities in our readings past now. So this is the importance of the morning by morning, hearing his word and then going into the day, embracing that word and knowing that that word stands And Jesus stands with that word, and he stands with you to bring about his wonderful plan for you, your story that's here to wake up man to the great love of God that's available for each and every one, so that his kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. So be blessed to know God is a very present help in the time of need, but more than that, he's a very present help every morning, so that even before the need comes, you get sufficient and you put it, that sufficiency, you stand on it, and you will see the salvation of our Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed, arise and shine. Amen.
Amen.